I'm with the Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Andy Cook, and he's very kindly seen me today. I'm down in the office looking over the Albert Dock, which looks amazing. When are we leaving the building?
It'll be 2021 now, I think, Pete. We're still finalising the deal in relation to the land, but I'd have thought 2021 we'll be moving somewhere else.
There's two things I want to ask you about. First of all, the Sex Offenders Register. Explain what's going on.
We've recently had an inspection from Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue, which the headlines were clearly about the fact that there was 100 sex offenders who hadn't been visited, or there had been a delay in visiting. This was one small part of a big inspection that was done that was actually very, very good for Merseyside Police and showed our commitment to protection of children and vulnerable people across Merseyside. Now, it's easy to take one headline on its own. That question does need answering. There was a delay in doing it. The context behind it is we've had a 25% reduction in staffing. We have twice as many sex offenders now than we had a few years ago. Part of that is due to success we've had in catching people and ensuring they go before the courts. And we've not decreased the number of people in that unit either over those years. But obviously there are now twice as many people in there. The balance I have consistently have to do day in, day out, Pete, is quite simply, if I put more staff into one part of business, where do I take those staff from? I don't have extra staff. I don't have a new box I can open anymore. It's all about managing very carefully the resources across every part of business. So if I take someone away from dealing with firearms crime into here, there's obviously a knock-on effect in relation to firearms crime or some other part of business that is equally as crucial as this. So it's a balancing act. That said, we are committed to ensuring that the communities of Merseyside are kept safe. We will continue to look into whether we can address the issue that we have in the sex offender unit, because the staff there work exceptionally hard in keeping people safe on a daily basis, and they do a fantastic job. We know where each of these sex offenders are. We monitor them regularly. We do that in different ways, not just through visits. Visits is one small part of what we do. There are other methods we use as well. We are as good as anywhere else across the country at doing this. And as I say, it was one small part of a big report that was overwhelmingly positive about the way Merseyside Police keeps its communities safe.
And of course, the problem with sex offenders is we've now got the internet, which has given them a whole new platform, a platform they never had for years, which once again, the police have got to deal with.
Absolutely. And in relation to individual sex offenders, we monitor their usage, obviously. That's part of what we do when we visit. That's part of what we do in different ways of policing to ensure that those higher risk sex offenders that we have are monitored as carefully as possible. But yes, the amount of work that's there for police officers to do now in relation to keeping tabs on individuals, in relation to ensuring that we keep our community safe, due to the internet, has increased and increased. Social media is a great thing, the internet is a great thing, but it can also bring additional problems for us. We're at the front end of the fight on technology to ensure that we keep people safe, and we'll continue to do that.
That's one of the stories that has exploded the last week or so. The other one is stop and search, and I will give my opinion before I ask you what your opinions are. I have no problem with being stopped and searched. I have no problems with going through an arch that can be a metal detector. I don't understand people's attitude. Now, your stance on stop and search.
My stance on stop and search is very, very clear, Pete. I mean, I think we haven't been doing enough of it. I think it is the greatest single weapon that policing has in combating some of the criminality that we see in our streets. It is a great tool in putting the fear back on the criminals. It's a great tool to ensure that criminals fear that every time they see a police officer, they will be searched, so it prevents them from carrying articles they may want to carry otherwise, such as knives, guns, or articles to commit acquisitive crime, to do burglaries and car crime, etc. And I've been encouraging for some time now our staff to do more of it. As a result of that, we have increased our stop search by 54% over the last 12 months. That is far greater than anywhere else across the country. And I've had a groundswell of support from across the country in relation to it, because people realise this is the right thing to do. And it is. The success we've had over that time is fantastic. Numerous knives seized off individuals, guns seized off individuals, people arrested for large amounts of drugs on them, and we are targeting our serious and violent offenders. This isn't the case just picking on people in the street. We do it in a targeted way, we do it in an intelligence-led way, and as a result of that, I am convinced we are seeing two things. One, we are starting to see a reduction in different types of crime. Now, we won't see a reduction in knife crime, because for each of those knives that we've seized, that is recorded as a crime. So the more stop search we do, our knife crime figures will go up. That's because we are catching more people with knives and then we record that as a crime. But burglary is starting to decrease, robbery is starting to decrease, car crime is decreasing. We are seeing some really good reductions. On top of that, I think our communities are confident when they see police officers dealing with the individuals that they know are causing the most trouble or causing the most criminality within their own communities. When they see police officers stopping them, searching them, it shows our communities we are doing something proactive. We're doing that despite having 25% less police officers than we had before. This is about police officers doing extra work. If I had more staff tomorrow, I would be putting them in uniform proactively in our communities, stopping and searching those people who cause the most damage. And I think that's something that everyone should support. Let me be clear as well. For me, this is not about race. We do not have a disproportionality issue. A criminal is a criminal, whether that criminal is white, black, or whatever. We will continue to target those individuals, irrelevant of what community they're from, if they are committing crime. And that is the right thing for us to do.
Why do you think people are negative about this? An awful lot of, especially do-gooders, and I'll use that expression, I'll say it again, do-gooders, because they will ring. Why do you think they're so against it?
I think a lot of this goes back in history to times when perhaps we weren't so careful about who we stopped and searched. There was blanket stop searches that happened, and sometimes that is still the right thing, but I'll come back to that. But I think a lot of it is historical. In Merseyside, over the last 3 months, we've had no disproportionality in our searches whatsoever. We have targeted the right people. We've seized guns, we've seized knives, we've seized all sorts of implements and drugs that will be used in criminality, and we've targeted the right people. So if you've got nothing to hide, if you're doing nothing wrong, you've got nothing to fear. Our police officers will do it in the right way, but if you're involved in criminality, you can expect now, more than ever, to be stopped and searched by a police officer in order that we can better protect our communities, and that is the right thing to do.
Knife crime in London is out of control. Thank God it's not out of control here, but we're having problems. What upsets me is everyone's getting blamed for not stopping it, but children, there's not. How do you know when a child is carrying a knife?
That's the difficulty. We work on intelligence, obviously. Sometimes you will see an issue where there's been an increase in knife crime or gang crime in a particular area, and then we'll do what we call a Section 60 search authorisation, which is authorised by a senior officer, which means we don't need suspicion to do searches on individuals. It only lasts for a certain amount of time, 15 hours, but we only use that very, very sparingly in areas where there's been an increase. A lot of this comes back, though, to parents. A lot of this comes back to working with schools, and we work very well with our schools, in ensuring that people understand the dangers of carrying knives. It's no good saying you carry a knife for your own protection. If you carry a knife, you're going to use it. That's what we need to stop. That's the message we need to get across. I'm working at the moment with a lot of the National Health Services and others around trauma and the effects of trauma. And we have some exceptional people from National Health Service who are going into schools and showing the results of knife crime and other trauma injuries to young children. That's the way forward for me. We need to get the message home on all fronts. One, this is the damage it causes. Two, if you do carry a knife, the police will catch you.
It's interesting what you said. If they carry a knife, they're going to do some damage. I get very cross when I hear young people say, I carry it for protection. I never carried a knife for protection. I carried knives, funnily enough, as a chef. I never even thought of sticking a knife in another human being. So I can't see that. If they're carrying it, they are intent.
Absolutely. It's not a defence to say you carry it for your own protection, quite simply. If you carry a knife, you're carrying it because at some stage you think you may have to use it. If everyone stops carrying knives, it won't be an issue. But it's not a defence. You will be just as liable to the full force of the law in relation to possession of a bladed article. So don't carry knives. You may end up going to jail. It will certainly ruin your future prospects of employment.
Chief Constable, what's your message to everybody out there about stop and search?
Stop and search correctly done is a good thing. We are increasing it because we want to make sure that we're doing all we can to protect our communities. You have nothing to fear from officers stop searching people. We will target it towards those who we believe are in possession of articles they shouldn't have. We will, on occasion, make a mistake. We are only human, but 99% of the time, we get it right. One in every three people that we stop and search in this county ends up having an outcome from that. So something happens, either they're arrested, they're cautioned, or something else. That is a very good message to send out. The deterrent effect is really important. I want criminals to know they are not safe to walk through the streets of Merseyside carrying guns, knives, or articles to use in theft or crime or anything else. And we will do all we can to stop them because we are determined to protect Merseyside communities.
Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Andy Cook, thank you very much.
Thank you.